T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:16 now on this Friday morning. It's cold, maybe some icy conditions north and west of New Orleans, so be aware of that. J.P. Morrell joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. He's going to, and a longtime friend, he's going to be on with Newell later to go into depth with some of the things we're going to talk about now, but we just wanted to kind of like touch on it and set the stage. How you doing, J.P.?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. When you announced your candidacy, you emailed your plan to deal with violent crime. I remember because it was embargoed and we weren't supposed to mention it before a certain time. No, I do remember that, though. I'm just saying you had a plan is the point I'm making. And I see this quote here from you. I speak for myself, many colleagues, and that the times for pleasantries has passed. We should all be candid with each other. We should all be 100% working together, but admitting where the fallings and shortcomings are so we can work together to solve them. Now, that being said, I want to start here with Michael Glasser. We talked to him yesterday. He sent that open letter to the council, and he talked about the Public Integrity Bureau because, as you know, JP, there are a lot of layers to solving a problem. And when it comes to retention on the force, when it comes to recruitment, et cetera, is that something the council will take a look at or not?
Well, it definitely. One of the issues that came up yesterday, and Eugene Green, a councilmember, brought a really personal story about how when he was carjacked, mere feet away, there was a police officer, and the police officer took his statement rather than pursue the carjacker because there's a policy of no pursuit of the NOPD. The police chief and I got into an exchange about it because the reality is the pursuit policy is that if somebody initiates a crime like a car theft or a carjacking and a car is stolen, that officer on the field has to call and request pursuit pursuant to the consent decree. Now, what's been happening is PIB will claw back up to 4 months, and if an officer initiates pursuit, gets a call to decline pursuit, and pulls off, they'll get written up for even having looked at doing the pursuit. And what that's produced is a chilling effect in the police department where when you see those officers who see something happen and a car pulls off and they don't chase it, that's not because they don't want to. It's a combination of the consent decree and overzealous people at PIB self-generating complaints saying, well, you pursued that person for 15 seconds. Now you've got to write up in your jacket. So there is some truth to what Glasser put in his open letter, because the reality is obviously we don't want to have reckless pursuits to end in crashes. But at the same time, criminals are very sophisticated. If they know the NOPD has a no pursuit policy, I've heard stories from officers of people stealing cars and waving at them as they drive away because they know they can't be pursued. So, I mean, there's some things in Glasser's letter I disagree with, some things I agree with, but he's right in that it creates an environment where if you know you cannot pursue a criminal, in the midst of doing a crime, it's demoralizing, and more importantly, it creates an aura of fear in the department because you're afraid if you go above and beyond, you won't be lauded for it. You'll be fined, you'll be dismissed, or you'll be fired over it. So they just don't do it. And I know that's translated to the public as apathy, but it's not apathy. It's fear on the part of the officer for retaliation.
Until you get a chance to leave and go to work for another department, perhaps for less money. Let me talk to you when we come back, JP. Something else you said here about many instances, some of these individuals are committing crimes and being arrested and then released for whatever reason. They reoffend or become a victim of violent crime themselves. And that's not to feel bad for the bad guys. That means that when you talk about shootings and killings and interstate shootings and so forth, it lends itself to that. And you can expand when we come back. J.P. Morrell's our guest, New Orleans City Council member. He's going to be on with Newell Norman. What time, J.P.? You're coming on with Newell.
I have my calendar in front of me, but I know
we'll
coming
figure it out
at some point.
We'll figure it out, and he's going to spend a lot more time with Newell than he will with us. Will we just say it again, Tim? 10:10 you'll be on, JP, with Newell.
10:10 with Newell.
Follow up on what we're talking about. 7:21 traffic now here at WWL. 25, Tommy Tucker talking to Councilman, newly elected Councilman J.P. Morrell, longtime friend of ours. He's going to be on with Newell at 10:10 to go into depth about crime in the city. And as I mentioned, J.P. released a crime plan that he had, a plan to deal with violent crime when he announced his candidacy. When it comes to the perpetuation of violent crime, and you're talking about people are being arrested and released, and then before you know it, they're a victim, and the shootings go up, murders go up, etc. Is that fall on a DA? Is that the judges? Where does that lie, the responsibility for that, JP?
Tommy, it really falls on everybody. Part of what I've been advocating since we started this series of meetings is that every part of the system has a sphere, a kind of like area is responsible for. The police have the responsibility to investigate crimes and arrest people. The DA has a responsibility to take those arrests, investigate them, and create charges and prosecute crimes. Judges have an integral part, too. I mean, they have to oversee it. But more importantly, we got to talk about bail and bond settings, because the reality is that there is a huge disconnect between people who are repeat offenders and the fact that a lot of these judges are setting ridiculously low bonds for these same people to get out and reoffend. And when I talk about the culture that kind of perpetuates itself, when you have people who think they can get in a car and speed off because once that car's in motion, the NOPD's no pursuit policy kicks in, that same mentality kicks in that if someone has committed 3 carjackings and they've gotten out of jail on relatively modest, if nothing, bonds, that also sends the wrong message to people that they can continue to use that process to get out of jail. So everybody owns a piece of it. I mean, even the Juvenile Justice Center, we had 4 kids waltz out of there last week, and they were secured within 2 days. But everybody has to do their job. And when everybody's not doing their job, that's why you see these like breakdowns across the system. Because if it was just a situation of we had high conviction rates and low arrest rates, you'd say, oh, it's this guy's fault. Or if you saw conviction rates being high, arrests being high, but bails being low, it's that person's fault. But it's a failure across the board, which is why the meeting on Monday is even more important than the meeting we had yesterday, because the meeting we had yesterday was just with the chief. The meeting Monday is with everybody else. And really, there's a lack of communication and a lack of cooperation between all the partners in the criminal justice system. And it is translating into what you're seeing right now, which is this complete just explosion of crime. And
let me drill down on one thing. Go ahead, JP. Okay. Finish, and then I'll go ahead.
Well, I'll just say, and the council is really uniquely situated because we use your tax dollars to pay for all of them. So they all have to answer to us, because if we're paying them with your tax dollars and you're not getting the best outcomes, our responsibility is to say, why are we giving you these large sums of money if we're not getting the best outcome? So that's kind of we're the connective tissue in bringing this issue together and getting them all in these meetings to have these hard conversations. And these conversations are just the beginning. There's a tremendous amount of follow-up, and working with Councilmember Thomas, there's going to be a tremendous amount of oversight that these organizations, these groups have not seen in years, as far as us saying, no, this is not just you did a bad job. It's, we're now monitoring you and your budgets to make sure you do a better job.
Very quickly, in terms of one thing to affect change, the pursuit policy and the Public Integrity Bureau, is that something Chief Ferguson could change tomorrow if he wanted, or today, or is that something that is involved in the consent decree? Because I know there are no simple solutions to complex problems.
That's a great question. It's not a simple solution. The no pursuit policy is part of the consent decree, but what the chief needs to do is, when you have situations in which parts of the consent policy are really dramatically reducing our ability to police, he needs to work with the council, work with the administration, and let us all be partners and go on to Susie Morgan and the consent managers and saying, we have a problem. We need to figure this out because this isn't working. And that's not something that's happened yet.
JP, I appreciate your time. I do. I'll be listening at 10:10 when you come on at Newell and talk about these things in depth. Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Mark Rosa, help you manage your money with Mark. Interest rates going up. If you didn't refinance yet, you don't want to miss your chance. Stay tuned. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.